The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This is like a part two of what Pastor Moshebi had preached earlier on. We just continue from where he stopped on the power of praise. But I'll just do a few definitions. What is destiny, rise, and decoration? Destiny, rise, and decoration simply means supernatural upliftment of a life of a person. From the ground or from the grave. For beautification and elevation to the standard of God for that life. Supernatural upliftment of a person from the ground or from the grave. It might not be inside the ground, but it might be down on the floor. For beautification, for elevation. God beautifies the person and then elevates the person. And then he brings him or her to God's standard. God will bring your life to his standard. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. Number two, what is destiny, rise, and destiny decoration? It is the supply of the needed blessings, favor, and attention. The supply of the blessings, favor, and attention required for a person's life. The supply of what you need. The supply of what you require. The supply of what will change your life. The supply of what will bring about favor for you. The supply of what will bring about progress for you is called destiny, rise, and decoration. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that God has no plan for you to be on the floor. God normally picks men from the floor and he lifts them up. God normally picks people from the dumping ground of life and he brings them to the highest level of life. He brings the poor out of the dunghill. And the Bible says he sets him with princes, even the prince of his people. Those that men have written off, God specializes in changing their story. Those that people have said they can never become anything, God will pick them and bring about a change of life for them. We have many examples in the scripture. We have the story of Joseph, starting from Genesis 37, Genesis 39, Genesis 40, Genesis 41, 42. You can read it when you get home. Of a young boy who was not meant to be anything, whose life, by his own blood and by his own brothers, was supposed to be a life of ridicule. But suddenly God changed his story. And suddenly somebody here tonight, God will change your story. In Genesis 41 verse 39, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown you thee all, as long as God has shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in thy throne will I be greater than thou. Verse 41. Genesis 41, 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over the what? The land of Egypt. This was a man in an earlier verse who was in prison clothes. This was a man who was eating prison beans. In my Bible here, I wrote instant change of level and decoration. Instant change does not go come. Instantly, God just decided to change this guy's level. That is how instantly tonight, 31st of March 2018, my God will change your level. I say, my God will change your level. I would like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Our God is a God that brings about destiny, rise, and decoration. When does a man need his destiny to rise and to be decorated? I'll start from there. When joy is lacking in a home or in a life, when you notice that your family doesn't have joy for long, the joy is always short time. The joy is not always elongated. Then you need your life to rise and to be decorated. Number two, when do you need destiny decoration? When you are surrounded by lack and insufficiency. Money does not meet money in your hands. You have to finish spending one money before you get another one. You need God to bring your destiny out of that level and to decorate it. When you are surrounded by lack and insufficiency. Number three, when do you need destiny decoration? When your mates are far ahead of you and you are looking at them in front, you need God to come and take you up and lift you up. Your mates should be watching you. You should be in front, they should be at the back. Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. Deuteronomy 28 13 that you are the head and not the tail. Deuteronomy 28 13. You are the head and not the tail. You are meant to be the first. You are not meant to be the last. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. In Matthew 5 verse 13 and verse 14. Matthew 5, 13, 14. Bible says, you are the light of the world. You are also the salt of the earth. The light of the world. The salt of the earth. Matthew 5, 13. The salt of the earth. Matthew 5, 14. The light. Somebody say the light. So you are an important person. You are not meant to. And you know, light always decorates. Salt always sweetens. Hello. These are two vital things for life. Jesus said that is what you are. The light and the salt. Can anybody do without light? Can anybody do without salt? These two are vital. And that means that you are meant to be a person who is important, a person of value, a person of great influence. And that is what you are going to be in the name of Jesus. I said that is what you are going to be in the name of Jesus. I said that is what you are going to be in the name of Jesus. I said that's what you are going to be in the name of Jesus. Friends, I'm unveiling to you tonight God's plan for you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, you know that scripture. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil. To give you a future and a hope. So God has a future for you. God has a hope to give you a rise, a boost, like he gave to David. A bloody shepherd boy. A boy that his own father forgot to call when they were calling others. 1 Samuel 16. They forgot to call him. Can you imagine a father say, "Leave your children," they forgot him. But suddenly, that same boy that was forgotten, Prophet Samuel said, "We will not sit down until this boy comes. He must rise and he must be decorated." As God liveth, as you prepare to enter into April, God will decorate you in grand style. I say, God will decorate you in grand style. When somebody is decorated, you can know it. It's visible. You can see it. You can see it. When you go for a wedding, do you need to ask who is the bride? Is it possible you are in a wedding and then you are everybody's there and then you are now asking who is the bride? You don't need to ask. It becomes visible. That is how your miracle becomes very visible for everybody to see. I said that is how your miracle becomes very visible for everybody to see. If I were you, I would like to hear your loudest amen. If I were you, I would like to hear your loudest amen. However, destiny rise is not automatic. Destiny rise doesn't just come. Destiny decoration doesn't just happen. There is a price for every rise. Until you pay for the goods, you can't take it home. One of the prices that needs to be paid, we have treated it just now, the power of praise. And we'll move further now. We call it violent praise. Violence is necessary before you can ever attain what God wants you to become. The servant of God has taught us a lot about the issue of praise. And I want you to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that until you are violent, devil will not leave you alone. In Matthew 11, verse 12, the Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. If you are going to get what you want, you take it by force. Devil won't give it to you. You take your joy by force. You take your baby by force. You take your breakthrough by force. You take your success by force. Or you continue with the same level. You take it by force. And somebody's taking it by force tonight in the name of Jesus. I say somebody's taking it by force tonight in the name of Jesus. Everything natural. Everything doesn't just come without a form of effort. There must be effort. There must be effort before things can happen. In Mark 3, verse 27. Mark 3, verse 27. The Bible speaking there says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his house. Until there is violence, you can't repossess what is lost. Until there is violence, you cannot rise. Until there is violence, there is no decoration. Until there is violence, there is no change of levels. And tonight, it is your own turn to possess your possession. Other types of violence that is needed, aside from praise, that will bring about destiny decoration. So you can continue from there. You can call this 2 or B or whichever way. Violence needed. Or you can also call it passion needed. He called it passion. So we can also call it violence or passion needed. Number one, or no, as you want it, number two, whichever way, is violent or passionate service or stewardship. If your destiny must rise, you must serve God with passion. The reason why God wanted the children of Israel to leave Israel, to leave Egypt, was to serve him. Exodus 8 verse 1. Exodus 8 verse 1. Exodus 8 verse 20. Exodus 9 verse 1. He said, let my people go. Why? Let them go and serve me. Look at that. Exodus 8 verse 1. Let my people go. That what? He says, there will be violence here. These people has to go because why? They have to serve me. If your purpose for your decoration is to serve God, you'll be released on time to be decorated. As also in Exodus chapter 8 verse 30. Let these people go and then they will go to serve me. Exodus 9 verse 1. Let my people go that they might serve me. Your decoration will be speedy if there is service. Decoration will be very, very easy if there is service. Until there is passionate service, decoration is always a mirage. Because God always decorates those that serve him. You can't serve God and be dirty. You can't serve God and be draggy. You can't serve God and look dilapidated and emaciated and depreciated. No. Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I have never seen anybody serve God and then he now looks like a rubbish person. I've never seen it. And from today, a new passion for service comes for you in the name of Jesus. If your desire is decoration, service is key. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 to 48, God talks to us about Deuteronomy 28, 47 to 48. Deuteronomy 28, 47 to 48. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Next verse. Therefore thou shalt serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he hath destroyed thee. Someone say, God forbid. All this because somebody doesn't serve God. Go back to that place. Hunger, is that decoration? Thirst, is that decoration? Nakedness, is that decoration? Want in all things, is that decoration? Yoke upon one's neck, is that decoration? God said, anybody that doesn't serve me, say this is his portion. This is one of the major reasons why many pray and there is nothing that God can do. God said, you are not serving me. You ain't doing nothing for me. You are not a useful person to me. Why? Tell me why I need to decorate you. You need violent service. Passionate service. Our father, the Lord Bishop Oyedepo, said when he was in school, he told his friends, I'm a full-time Christian and a part-time student. I'm a full-time Christian and a part-time. Because the way he was running after God, he said, you will fail, oh. You this boy, you will fail, oh. He said, no. I'm a full-time Christian. I'm a part-time student. That's what they call passionate service. That's what they call passionate service. As from today, a new passion for God is coming for you in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? You can also take down Joshua 22 verse 5 and Joshua 24 verse 15. You know that story very well. Joshua 24 verse 15. We can have that one quickly because of our time. I'm trying to rush. Where Joshua said, as for me and my family, what we are going to do is to serve the Lord. Joshua 24 verse 15. We have this. That is our decision. May you make that decision today. I say, may you make that right decision today. May you make that right decision today. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whom ye dwell. But as for me, somebody say, as for me. I can't hear you. As for me and my house, what are you going to do? We will serve the Lord. This is the secret of Joshua's decoration. This is the secret of Joshua's decoration. He said, hey, serve anybody. Serve your company. You serve this one. You serve Buhari. You serve this person or that person. He said, for me till forever, I will only be serving one God, which is the Almighty God. Lẹ́yìn Jésù kò sẹ́nìkan o. Ọba mímọ́ lọ́ba tí mò ń sìn. Lẹ́yìn Jésù kò sẹ́nìkan o. Alágbára mo morúkọ. Shout hallelujah. Benefits of serving God. Number one benefit of serving God is service bats attention of heaven. When you serve God, you have attention from God. Naturally, you get the attention of anybody you serve. Am I right? Anybody you are serving, you will get the person's attention naturally. There are some people, if they call you, you might not pick the call. But there are some people, if they call you, you will want to pick the call sharp, sharp. Why? There is a service connection between the two of you. There is a service connection between the two of you. And so you pick the call with immediate alacrity. Number two benefit of serving God is service bats favor. Service bats favor. When you serve God, you don't lack favor. Psalm 102 verse 13. You know that scripture very well. And thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor has come. Yea, the set time has come. So, when you serve God, you have signed for favor. Friends, I don't like God's favor. Favor is like a natural thing. It's a natural thing. It's just natural. From today, people you don't know will favor you. I say people you don't know will favor you. That's a great prayer. I say people that don't know you will favor you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. People you are not from the same father and mother, they will favor you. People that are not from your village and town, they will favor you. People that are not even your church members, they will favor you. Hey, for somebody that can receive it, those that are not even Nigerians, they will favor you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Take your seat, please. Number three. Service births divine helpers or divine helps. When you serve God, you don't lack help and helpers. And number four, service births health. When you serve God, health is natural. Exodus 23 verse 25. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God and shalt bless the bread and thy water, and will take away sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus 23 verse 25. So when you are serving God, health is, as from today, your health will no longer be tampered with. I say your health will no longer be tampered with. Your health will no longer be tampered with. When that my daughter was leading prayers, she said, when your health is taken, say, nothing else can be accomplished. And honestly speaking, it ministered to me. Okay, what can be accomplished when your health is taken? Look at that lady when they were doing the drama by our life's friend. See, my leg, my back, my hair, everything about her just is just upside down. She can't climb stairs. She can't sit down. In my place, I should leave it. Should I leave it? I should say it. They say, there is no standing up, there is no sitting down for somebody who has swallowed a mortar. Abby? Somebody who is sick. There is no sitting down. There is no standing up. Walk. Umba. Take tea. Say, I mustn't take tea. Take Indomie. I mustn't take Indomie. Okay, take shawarma. I must not take shawarma. Take Easter chicken. Say, I will not take Easter chicken. They say, I should not. Take turkey. Say, I will not take turkey. Take fish. I will not. Okay, what are you going to take? Is it stony? What is left? One cannot, you can't eat rice. One cannot eat rice. Don't eat rice. Don't eat chicken. Don't eat popo. Don't eat dodo. If you cannot eat dodo, what are you going to eat again? Any shy son. Any fight son, Lugba. You will not know sickness. One of the things that moves me so much in this work, that makes me to pray and fast so much, is on this issue of terminating sicknesses through God's power. I feel moved when I see sick people. I feel moved when I see somebody who is in pain. It's as if I'm the one in pain. And then after I see so that we go back to God in the dead of the night, Jesus, I need this power to do this work like it should be done. And I speak to everyone here tonight. Every traces of sickness in your body, in your head, in your back, any part of your body, your stomach, it dries up right now in the name of Jesus. Every traces of sickness around anybody here dries up in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Wow, we still have a long way to go, and I need to move very fast now because I want us to stop this message in the next 18 minutes. Now let's go very fast. Number three, as we have said, the number one violence that you need to do is violent praise. Number two is violent service. Number three is violent faith. Before your destiny. destiny can enjoy decoration, you need violent faith. In Mark 11, 23 and 24, the Bible says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, if you can speak unto this mountain, and you say unto it, mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and you doubt not in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. In verse 24, the Bible says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. Someone say believe. Nothing happens without faith. A man, his life is as good as his faith level. That's why you must invest in building your faith. That's why the eating of scripture must be very pivotal in your daily schedule. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Until your faith is violent, you can't get things done. Gentility faith can't get anything done. In Matthew chapter 9, Matthew 9, verse 20 and 21. You know that story very well. Of that woman. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 and 21. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Yes, please. And she said from within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. That's what they call faith. There was no communication between she and Jesus. Her faith level rose up to the level that she believed that if I can yet touch this garment, I'll be whole. And I would say, and as she touched the garment, virtue left Jesus. There was no physical touch. There was no oil poured on her head. Nobody took her to go and wash. Listen to me. Don't let anybody brainwash you. Nobody has monopoly of God. Hello. Nobody has monopoly of God. It is your faith level that makes it look as if God is so far away. If you can grow your faith, you will see God live. If you can grow your faith, things will happen at the speed of light. Things will happen at the speed of light. If your faith is strong, decoration is sure. 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 If your faith is weak, decoration is a mirage. That's why you must invest into your... There are people in this church who has never bought one single CD. One single CD. Or tape from this altar. Or even downloaded from the internet. No. They are too busy. Your faith must be built with consciousness. You build your faith. You know what you are doing. Is there anybody that is trying to build weight and doesn't know what he's doing? Have you ever seen anybody that wants to build muscle and says, I don't know what I'm doing? When you want to build muscle, you build it with consciousness. When you want to build your faith, you know what you are doing. You say, I want to build my faith. And you'll be devouring, you start devouring scripture at the speed of light. You start devouring scripture at the speed of light. As from today, that will be your testimony. A new desire to study will come for you today. A new desire to study will come for you today. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Number four, violence that is needed for destiny rise is violent giving. In 1 Chronicles 29, from verse 2 to 5, we saw how David gave God violently gold, silver, and diverse kinds of blessings. God said, you cannot build my house. Your hand is full of blood. He said, no problem. He said, but I will give massively. 1 Chronicles 29, from verse 2 to 5. He gave massively. Somebody say massively. And now I prepared with all my might, with all my might, for the house of my God. The gold for the things to be made of gold, and silver for the things of silver, and brass for the things of brass, iron for the things of a man like you and I, providing these kind of things for the house of God. Wood for the things of wood, on stones. When they valued what David provided for this house, they said it is in billions of dollars. One man, listen to me, his son took after him. David, Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 3, he went to God in one night and he slaughtered 1,000 cows, offering to God. He slaughtered 1,000 offerings to God. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking the statute of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. Go on now. Go on now. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings. It takes violence to slaughter 1,000. Please listen to me. How many of you have seen where they slaughter cow before? One cow. The kind of the struggle to kill one cow. It's not easy. When my father, my grandfather died, my mother's side, we bought a cow. That was a long time ago, very, very long time ago. I was still quite young then, maybe in the polytechnic or so. We bought a cow and tied the cow in a nearby place near our house. And when the cow saw knife, the cow removed himself forcefully from the tree and ran away. And ran away from our area completely. Big cow. Nobody saw the cow. He ran. As in, he took off. When he just saw knife. That they were coming to slaughter him. Slaughter him. Just one cow. This man. Though we eventually saw it. Because our money must not be lost. But this man slaughtered 1,000 of such in one night. This is a great man. That is violence. That's what they call violent giving. I mean, 10 cows, okay? Maybe 20 cows. You can say rich man, 20 cows. It's okay. 40 cows, maybe. 50 cows, all right? 60 cows, that's already on the high side. Even Dangote to do his daughter's wedding might not be able to slaughter up to that because you feel it's a waste. This man slaughtered 1,000 in one night. He's not a fool. He's looking for something. He's not a stupid person. It's not as if he's a useless person. It's not as if he doesn't have time. He has so much time to waste. He knows what he's looking for. And he knows how to get gold. His violent giving caught God's attention. Go there in verse 5. 1 Kings 3 verse 5. And immediately that same night, God appeared to him. And in Gibeon, God will appear to you. Amen. Can I hear your amen? Amen? If you sleep now, then something is wrong. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what the same night that sacrifice was. Solomon just said, let me rest more. God came in the night, in the dream. I said, oh yeah. Take check. Tell me what you want. I've never seen this before. Someone say violent giving. Many know how to do violent dance. Many know how to do violent sweeping and cleaning. But to lay down, to give, is a difficult thing. That's why the decoration is very difficult. If you know that you really desire decoration, then as God moves you to give, it must be done. Your giving on the earth answers for you in heaven. Your giving on the earth here answers in heaven. As from today, God will take you to that level. I say God will take you to that level. And you start from your level. You don't wait until you have 1,000 cows. You start from your little level. You start from your little. As I begin to round up because of time, I have a lot to discuss, but I'll just shorten it and stop. Maybe I'll just give you one, two more. Okay, Let me say one more point because of time, so we can have time to pray extensively also. Number what now? Number five, violence that we need before we can be decorated is called violent prayer. Only those who can pray violently can enjoy decoration. Your decoration in life is at the mercy of your prayer life. You have often heard me say, if you are prayer lazy, you are failure what? You are failure crazy. If you are failure, you are lazy in prayer, you are magnetizing failure. Whenever sleep is catching you, when it's time to pray, you don't like decoration. In 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 Kings 17 verse 17 to 24, you know that story of widow of Zarephath. That woman with the man of God, Elijah, when her child died, and it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, that the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. Yes, please. And she said unto Elijah, what shall I do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? But he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her hand, out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his bed. And he cried. Someone say he cried. The child was dead. His condition was that he was already wet. His tongue was twisted. The organs have already shut down. And he cried unto the Lord. And he said, oh Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn? Father, what is going on? Step into my matter. And he stretched himself upon the child three times. And then he cried. He stretched first time, the child did not get up. He stretched second time, the child did not get up. I'm sure he got up, he went around, he spoke in tongues. La rute keliano bazazie, etwa gagaro batike luatia, reketo maziza kwatia. He lied down on the child again, got up. The child did not move. He did it three times and said, oh Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. Through prayer, he called the child's soul back. He called, he says, oh, your soul, come back, come back, come back. I decree today, everything that is dead in your life, I decree that the soul of that thing come back today. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. That is how God will hear your voice today. God heard the voice of Elijah because he was violent in prayer. He was violent in prayer. Are you sleeping? And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. Go on now. Let's go. Next verse, 23. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chambers into the house and delivered him unto the woman. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. That is like, take your decoration. Take your blessing. And then the woman said, now I know that you are indeed a man of God. Now I know that God is with you. There is somebody here today, you are going to get a massive testimony. You are going to get a massive testimony. You are going to get a massive testimony. The woman of God, Anna, in 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 10, cried in prayer to God. The Bible says she was in bitterness of soul. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10 to 15. 1 Samuel 1, 10 to 15. She prayed and she was in bitterness of soul. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord. And when she was praying, she was weeping to the Lord. She was praying. Why? She needed to carry something. It has become a shame for her to be going about without children. So to cut long story short, the man of God, the servant of God, the prophet himself, Prophet Eli, saw her and said, "Why are you behaving like a drunk woman? How can a woman like you be drunk? If somebody is praying a jelenke prayer, can they be saying the person is drunk? You know that violence people, you know that drunkard always behave like they behave violently. When a drunkard gets home and he sees his wife, and the wife says, kilo to motiba, he says, magba oju. Kilo me. What do you mean? Emi, vice president of Nigeria. If wishes were horses, beggars will ride. Vice president, which vice president will be drinking like a buffoon? Nonsense. She was praying. The man of God said, "Why are you crying? Why are you behaving like if you are drunk?" I said, "I'm not drunk. I'm only crying to my father. I'm only crying to my God." Now, Anna, she spoke in her heart. And then she cried to the Lord. Next verse. And Eli said unto her, "How long wilt thou be drunken?" She was praying with violence. That was why the man, if she was praying Jelenke prayer, the man will say, "Oh, you are drunk." She was praying violent. Her prayer was violent. "I need a baby. I need a child." And one word. Someone say one word. The servant of God just said, "Just say, let it be unto you. What you are trusted." And Anna answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful heart. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink." And this and that. Now go next verse now. And Eli answered, just this was what the servant of God said. He did not jump up and come down. He did not take her to any water to go and wash her. Neither did he tell her to undress and touch her breast. Neither did he take her to one place or tell her to bring money. Please don't be deceived. Freely we have received, freely we give. And Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And she left. The Bible says that her countenance was no more sad. And as she got back home, her husband and her met. And instantly, someone say instantly. Instantly there was pregnancy. And that is what brought forth Prophet Samuel. Somebody is here today. Your own Samuel is coming. Your own Samuel is coming. I still have a lot to talk about, but because of time, we need to stop here. Is somebody blessed? Is somebody blessed? Is somebody blessed? Is somebody ready for violent prayer? Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.